This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi at the White House Monday. One focus of their discussion is expected to be the future of U.S. troops in Iraq. Iraq's foreign minister told VOA's Kurdish service last week he expects the two sides to agree on an end to the U.S. combat mission in Iraq. The United States has about 2,500 troops in Iraq as part of the U.S.-led coalition effort to battle the Islamic State group, which began in 2014. The two countries agreed in April to change the American troops' mission, focusing on training and advisory roles assisting Iraqi security forces. However, there was no timeline set for completing the transition. Iraq declared victory against Islamic State militants in 2017, but Islamic State has maintained a presence in the region. Last week, it claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a market in the Baghdad suburbs. The bombing killed at least 30 people. Monday's meeting also comes amid continued attacks against U.S. military positions in Iraq that the United States blames on Iran-linked militias. On July 24th, a pro-Iranian militia commander issued a statement threatening to attack U.S. forces inside the country and calling for withdrawal of troops. In addition to the military, Biden and al-Kadhimi are also expected to discuss future cooperation on political, economic, health, education, and cultural matters. More women and children were killed or wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in the first 6 months of any year since the United Nations began keeping count in 2009. That's according to a UN report issued on Monday. This is VOA News.